There weren't any new voices at the podium on Tuesday giving input on the school bond decision. Four community members who've previously spoken in opposition to the bond reiterated their views. The board voted 4-1 against the $100 million bond slated to be on November's ballot. Board President Julie Eyhausen was the sole dissenting vote, stating that the bond research included dozens of people from the entire community. Eyhausen says all the meetings were open and transparent, and she listed the names of the diverse master planning committee who participated in 25 meetings from October 2013 to July 2015. And then another 13 meetings from March 2016 to November 2016. The four board members voting down the bond acknowledged the dire overcrowding in Park City schools. The bond survey results from the consultants Wilkinson Ferrari show the public isn't ready to vote in a school bond this year. Results show the public knows schools are overcrowded, that Treasure Mountain Junior High School is a failing facility, and there's need to move ninth grade back to the high school. The original vote to bond was passed in March with a tax levy that would go into effect should the bond fail. School Board Vice President J.J. Ehlers read a statement prior to making her motion to halt the original bond and tax levy.
Okay, so the Board of Education unanimously agrees on following issues. The first one is that we acknowledge that there's a current state of bond fatigue in the community, and we want to acknowledge this and propose a solid plan that moves us forward based on a data-driven strategy and master plan that reflects the overarching vision while incorporating new information. And I think it's important to reiterate that we are starting the strategic planning process, and out of that will be a master plan, so that it will be obvious where everything fits in now and in the future.
School Board Member Petra Butler seconded the motion after acknowledging the capacity issues.
Insights and next steps. We have heard from the community. We are absolutely aware that we have some dire and immediate capacity needs. We know that we need to resolve the issues within our elementary schools.
The board begins a listening tour this month, and basically they'll go back to the drawing board to address school overcrowding in Park City. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.